And now we have letters from the readers of the Norwich Evening News from the past 7 days. We start with a letter from Charles Thurtle of Sheringham, congratulating the Let's Talk team on their 200th edition. Hearty congratulations to the entire Let's Talk team at Prospect House, celebrating the 200th issue of this popular East Anglian magazine. As a regular reader, contributor through money-saving subscription, I was particularly impressed with the miniature front-page illustrations on all 200 editions, of which I hold every copy. On a personal note, I must thank Let's Talk for setting me on a course to research and record local and family history. This goes back to issue number one in October 2002, when I was struggling with a severe spinal condition. I read the magazine's Memory Lane content, and it gave much-needed inspirational therapy to compile a series of albums on the aforementioned subjects. To this end, I wish Team Let's Talk every success with their future endeavours. Long may the successful regional magazine continue.
Chris Hull of Mendham Close, Norwich, lends his support to views given in a previous article on drivers not using their indicators. Bravo to Chris McGuire's comical but also serious piece on drivers refusing to use their indicators. As a regular pedestrian, cyclist and driver, I notice the lack of signalling in Norfolk as very common in car drivers. Less so drivers of large vehicles who are usually better trained and more aware. As a cyclist riding behind vehicles that suddenly decide to turn left without any prior warning, i.e. indicating, it appears I am indeed expected to be psychic. I have learnt over the years to expect the unexpected, and indeed look for clues, like the angle of the front wheels of cars at junctions, and which way the drivers of such vehicles appear to be looking. I think we all need reminding that the roads are public highways which are a shared space. The inside of cars can easily become cocoons of private space, unattached and oblivious to the immediate environment. This is the risk. If we do not communicate our intentions as road users, we are risking both our own lives and those of others around us. So says Chris Hull of Mendham Close, Norwich.
While David M. Coe of Rosebery Road, Norwich, has no love for the city flyover. He says, I was one of the people who witnessed firsthand the building of the city flyover by having every day to go past or under the construction work taking place from about 1971 to 1972, when it opened to supposedly take the strain and provide a shortcut for the increasing traffic flow in Norwich at that time. All it did then for the people living in the area was to split the bustling Magdalen Street into two sections, destroying the street as a successful functioning street with character and turning it into two separate streets, which could and would never again be the same as it was in the past. What would Magdalen Street be like today, I wonder, if the millions of pounds spent on building the flyover and the millions spent since on regularly repairing it had been spent on the street itself? Derek James, as usual, did a first-class job with his recent story in the Evening News on how the city flyover was built. But in my heart, and I suspect many people around the area feel the same, I think it would be wonderful if, before he lays down his pen for good, Derek has the opportunity to do a similar article, but this time on the Magdalen Street flyover being pulled down and the street being made whole again, as it was always intended to be.
And Hugh MacDonald of Fishergate, Norwich, has the view that the flyover concerns should be included in the rebuilding of Anglia Square. Regarding the letter calling for the removal of the flyover, as well as an article concerning the call-in of proposals for rebuilding Anglia Square on April the 20th, these two issues should surely be regarded as one, so that the future of the area can be treated as a whole. Housing, shopping and traffic flow are all interdependent. A first step should be to pedestrianise Magdalen Street, which currently carries 30 bus routes in both directions along a narrow medieval street. For pedestrians and cyclists, it's the most dangerous street in Norwich, while the wide one-way boulevard Prince of Wales Road gets all the attention and all the money. So says Hugh MacDonald of Fishergate, Norwich. And sadly, that's all the letters for this week.